back on the farm.
Well, come on in and set a spell, friends. Here's that lovable First Lady of the Ozarks, Mae Kennedy McCord, ready to chat with you about this, that, and the other in Ozark folklore and traditions, and just generally speaking, to help brighten up your day on this Saturday. Good morning, Mae.
Good morning, Fred. Good morning to you. How are you, Fred? Well, it's Merry Christmas. I liked the first one I got up this morning. I'm always telling them Merry Christmas, and then before it's 2 or 3 hours, and the 4th of July. Anyway, thank you, friends, Fred, and good morning, friends. I wish I had some lovely message for you this morning. It would help you, one you'd never forget. You know, so many people say, oh, may you help my day, and I wonder, well, I think, well, how did I? Didn't have anything as very good, but they'll write me that, I guess, thousands of times. I would like to send you a sunbeam or the twinkle of some bright star or a tiny piece of the downy fleece that clings to a cloud afar. I would like to send you the dewdrops that glisten at break of day, and then at night the eerie light that mantles the Milky Way. I would like to send you the power that nothing can overthrow, the power to smile and laugh the while as traveling through life you go. But these are just wild wishes, so I'll say Godspeed your way. I'll reach out my hand, and you'll understand all the things I cannot say. You know, when I first went on radio in St. Louis, the first morning I went on, of course, a little bit fussy about it, scared. He said, Ms. McCord, you feel the people out there. I said, did you know you do? You feel every one of them. It's a strange thing. And you just feel that nearness to them. And it's always been that way. Every one of you, you know, of course, you all know I love you. This week, our good friend, Mr. Ed Folsom, speaking of giving people something, Mr. Ed Folsom of this city, who raises beautiful flowers among his many other accomplishments. And he's a dandy, too. He brought me a lovely purple potted gloxinia, and all in bloom, and it delighted me beyond words. I do so appreciate a gift. I'm as thrilled as the little boy who said to the folks who were leaving, when you come again, bring some big red apples. Grandpa likes them. Eula's sitting here by me. Yes, Grandpa likes them. Bring me anything. Grandma likes them. Well, friends, I didn't get to go to the yearly picnic at Marshall and the barbecue for the mentally retarded children. You know, I told you that for 3 weeks I had the terrible dizziness of the inner ear trouble return on me, and I was just so dizzy Sunday that the world went around and around. And the Wymans and their mother, and I want to say hello to her, Miss Anna. It's shown, isn't it? S-C-H-O-N-E. Well, she's shown all right. She's shown a bright light. The world went around and around with me that Sunday, and I was so disappointed. They had to go on without me. And the folks up there were disappointed who expected me. Maybe I can go now before long. I'm going to try to anyway. Eula's promised maybe we can go. I'm planning to. I'm so very much better, the ear trouble now, thank heaven, just the last few days, and we all think it's passing away. Maybe now it'll return in a couple of years like it does. I hope not. I have several commitments which I must fulfill. I'm going to welcome the Berry Tours people again each Saturday night at the Kentwoods Arms Hotel. These people are here from the East and all parts of the United States going over our beautiful Ozarks on a bus tour. I've done this welcoming now for 3 years every Saturday night. This will make 4 years. All summer until the 1st of November. They go from here to Eureka Springs and Harrison and all down in the lovely Arkansas Ozarks and round up at the plush Western Hills Motel in Oklahoma. It's a wonderful trip. They come back to Hot Springs, Arkansas and around that way, and they're always delighted with it. The first group is here tomorrow night, and they start Sunday morning. Great big bus. My, it's a big bus. The Berry Tours. You know, it's amazing the people that are not only seeing this storied, age-old Ozark country, but are retiring here for the rest of their lives. I was invited to talk to a group at Cassville recently of senior citizens, retired people around Cassville in that neck of the woods, as we say. Very fine people, about 65 or more, and retiring on big, fine retirement salaries. And they chose this of all the country, chose the Ozarks to come here. They love it here. Having a time of their lives, they intend to remain. And so it is all over the Ozarks. At that big dinner, there were about 45 couples and almost none of them native people. They were from Kansas, Wisconsin, from the East, from Chicago, New York, and St. Louis, and everywhere you could think. They've bought their homes here, as I said, and they just intend to stay here. One gentleman said to me as they brought me home, says, I've got a farm, 12 acres, I bought me a farm. Well, as I said, I didn't get to go to Marshall to the retarded children's home, but my dear friend Eula Wyman, did, of course. And she's here with me this morning. And she told them what we'd done, and they were so pleased with all the books of stamps. She's going to say hello to you and just a few words of thanks and a little about the bus project. The superintendent up there, Mr. Mullinax, was mighty pleased with what we've done. Or is he the superintendent?
He's the doctor, yes, he is.
Yeah, Dr. Mullinax. Or rather, what you listeners have done. And it's a way ahead of any other part of the state in stamp contribution. And so much of it is due to the kindness of the manager of this station, KWTO, in letting me talk about it on the air. No other place has had that privilege, so far as we know. I wish they could. And then they'd roll stamps, would roll in more from all over the state. And thanks, an eternal thanks again to all of you, and for some stamps this morning when I came out here, and stamps I got through the week. And we're awfully grateful. Now, Eula, I wish to goodness, sometime I'm going to, maybe a lot of you know Eula, and she used to do so much evangelistic singing with the guitar. She sings beautifully. She plays the piano beautifully. I'm going to have Eula talk to you a second now.
Good morning, May. You made a mistake on that that guitar business. It's accordion I play.
Oh, it is an accordion.
That's
the first
right.
Time I ever saw
That's right. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank the management of this station, Mr. Foster, and all who are interested, and you, May, and all of you out there in Radio Land, for the part you're taking in this wonderful effort, because it is. And these things that we do now will live on. It won't stop. It will live on forever. We did have a wonderful time up at the picnic, but we missed you there, too. But still, they're looking forward to seeing you yet. And best of all, here's something else that I'll tell you about, kind of off the cuff, I guess. Dr. Mullinax told me that they might bring the band down sometime this fall to play. And now that does almost make the buttons bust off your vest when you see those people, how they can play and sing.
That'd be wonderful, maybe, if you get on television. Maybe put it on television.
We will. We'll do everything we can do. Now, the MSSARC is the association that the parents belong to up there, or have organized for the people there. And they want to thank everybody, too, for the wonderful things that they have did for helping out. And God bless every single one of you, because someday you'll see the results of what you have done for those people up there. Little, big, small, old and young, 5 to 65 years, boys and girls. And another thing, too, any groups that would like to adopt any number of the people there, if you just write us your name and address, any clubs or organizations, we'd be glad to send you the names of those who don't have anyone to ever send them anything to remember either birthdays, Christmas, or any other occasion.
They never get a line from anybody.
Never get anything.
They just dump there, as I said.
That's right, that's right. When you look down into those little faces and you see what a little it takes to make somebody happy, right, you might say right under our noses, May. It's only 131 miles up there, but it's a hard drive to go up there and back in one day. We just can't take our time going and coming, because there's 2,300 there, and when you meet those kids in the hall, they all want to say good morning, and on Sunday afternoons, they're standing there with their Bibles, all ready to go to Sunday school. And it is wonderful. The Lord has sure done wonderful things there since Dr. Mullinax has came in to help out, too. So now, May, I can't think of anything else in particular, so I'll let you go ahead and do the talking. You're a better talker than I am.
You're pretty good. She's used to the mic anyway, and she's not scared. Fred, wouldn't you love to go up there sometime? I wish Fred could go. He'd talk to them. And another thing, you know, I read in one of the little magazines you told about of the association, said we may think we can't get a bus. They got a bus somewhere in Michigan, yes, entirely with stamps.
We're going to get the bus.
Why, yes. Why, indeed, wish that's what we started in. We're way up now. And it is. It's just a wonderful thing. Now, I have a poem I'm going to read to you this morning, because I think you'd like it. It's a poem that you older boys and gals, say from 65 on up to 105, you'll like it. Did you see that picture of the old man in the paper the other day, 103? Did you see it, Eula? He's, His oldest child is 82, and his youngest one's 9.
That Indian?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I did.
He's going to multiply and replenish the earth. That's what the Lord said for him to do.
Okay.
But didn't tell him to do it by himself.
Hey.
Well, Fred Stickle. Well, anyway, this poem was written by Carl B. Icke, our well-known Ozark poet. He was West Plains fellow, and he's a real estate man that's along here in Springfield. He don't seem like a man to me. He's a kid. I nearly raised him. And he's in deep water with his sister and brother-in-law now. He sent me this, and I hope he doesn't mind my airing it. I don't think he does. He dedicated it to me, because he says I encouraged him to write first many years ago when he's just a young snapper. Well, I did encourage him because I knew he could. He is quite a poet. He was the first poet laureate of the Ozarks. And now I'm going to rededicate it to my good friend J.W. Brazil of this city, who is what I call the world's best shape note singer. And also to Ida Eastburn, who sings shape notes, and also many of them, you know, and Alice Boone. Now, if you get a chance to go to any of the singings this summer all around, they're all around us, where the old Christian harmony shape note singers will sing, don't fail to go. It's a thing you must hear, because it's passing. You must hear it. And tomorrow at Red Top, Missouri, they have the annual singing at the church, which has gone on without a miss for 66 years. The third Sunday in June, this is the 66th year. All day singing and picnic dinner. Bring a hunk of something in a basket and come on. I'm going to try to go there. I'm not dizzy now. Well, I'm going to the Cassidys of Selden, Missouri, Tony Cassidy. I always go with them. And his father started this great singing 66 years ago. I expect to be there, the Lord willing, I can catch my pony. And the old man, the woman told me her old father was an old circuit rider. He always said, and the devil ain't doing the fiddling. And so sometimes the devil does do the fiddling, and I don't get to go to things. I think my dear Virginia Fahrenberg of Anderson will be here and go with us. Also my pretty young girl, Betty Pearson of Exeter, who lives with me and goes to business college. Now here's this poem, and I'm sure I'll have time to read it. Should it come to granddad's music, should it come to classic music, well, it wouldn't rate so high, yet somehow I'm persuaded that his voice might get him by. Should it come to sacred singing, those old tunes one used to know, he could really turn the power on that was felt so long ago. His repertoire was minor, but inflection in his voice made the very ones that listened seem to ponder and rejoice. He couldn't reach the high notes or the low notes very well, but the fact he was a Christian you could very easily tell. There were many songs of Zion that he sang with zest and zeal, but there were two quite outstanding, for he made their message real. One was called The Little Children, as Christ blessed them on his knee, and he sang, I'd like to been there, my Savior, just to see. And another one was Spirit, that he sang right from his heart, while a message of salvation, well, it really did impart. It was when times were uncertain, but if you took God on your way, though the road was rough and rugged, December turned to May. So these songs I ain't forgotten, and methinks he sings them yet, over in that precious city where the saints of God have met. And I feel that heaven's richer, for it couldn't help but be, with my granddad's voice a blending in those songs he sang to me. Isn't that lovely?
Beautiful.
Yeah. Beautiful. Well, goodbye for you and me, and Miss Stewart, our friends out there, and her daughter. And goodbye, Fred. And we'll be seeing you. I'll be seeing you next. I will. Don't know whether you'll win or not. Next Saturday, the Lord willing, and the creek don't rise.